Dear younger me, I'm writing this from the other side of experience, the side where patterns finally make sense, where mistakes reveal their lessons, and where time proves to be either your greatest ally or your most expensive enemy. If I could go back and hand you something, it wouldn't be advice scribbled on a napkin or a motivational quote. It would be this book. Not because it contains secrets, but because it contains clarity, the kind you only earn after years of trial, hesitation, and finally, action. I wouldn't warn you about market crashes or whisper stock tips. I wouldn't tell you to avoid failure. Failure is necessary. What I would tell you is this. Stop waiting for certainty. Stop confusing preparation with progress. And stop assuming you have more time than you do. Most people don't fail financially because they make terrible decisions. They fail because they make no decision, year after year, while life quietly locks in their future. This book exists because I learned too late that no one is coming to rescue you financially. Schools don't teach this. Employers don't reward it. And society often discourages it. Financial freedom is a path you have to choose deliberately and early. Before we talk about real estate, numbers, or systems, we need to talk about something far more important, how you think. Because mindset determines behavior, and behavior determines outcomes. If you get this part wrong, nothing else works. Your older self. The mindset of wealth building. My financial foundation was laid long before I ever bought my first investment property. It didn't start with money. It started with discipline. I was finally starting to find my way. The nervous excitement of those first closings, the shaky hands, the race to wire funds before the bank cut off, had faded into something deeper and steadier. I was beginning to understand that if I was going to win this game long term, I couldn't just work for money. Money had to start working for me,